Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's it, Cole. I've seen enough from Bryce Young. Go ahead and bench him. Go ahead and bench him for the entire 2025 season. What we saw in game number one against the, as of 2024, extremely mediocre Jacksonville Jaguars, it tells me Bryce Young doesn't know how to play quarterback in this league. Is that too far?
Ooh.
Is that too far after 1 week? Three interceptions, a fumble, and their only offensive score coming in garbage time against a garbage football team. I don't know how good Jacksonville's going to be this year, but last year they were a garbage team and they got a brand new head coach. They were so bad, they had to change coaches. And somehow Liam Cohen comes in and has this team looking good right out of the gate, absolutely torching the Carolina Panthers, that have a second-year head coach, have continuity at both coordinator positions, continuity at the quarterback position, and somehow they get one garbage-time touchdown at the end of the game when it wasn't even up for debate.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. This morning, Diesel, I wanted to go back and watch the highlights again. I typed in Carolina Panthers versus Jacksonville Jaguar highlights on YouTube, and absolutely nothing came up.
404, page not found.
Absolutely nothing came up. I'll tell you this. I watched bits and pieces of the game. It was uninspiring. Only if it were overreaction Monday, right, for you to have something to overreact about. Maybe they're getting the bad out of the way, but look, here's what we do know. Two things can be true, Diesel. I say that all the time. Number one, Bryce Young was not good on Sunday. Number two, it's one game. Now, if this somehow, some way, we hope not, translates into more than one game, then yeah, all of a sudden, maybe it's time to not only hit the panic button, but think, man, what's really going on here? Was Adam Thielen being traded away this big of a blow for Bryce Young? And that's where my mind went when I saw what happened yesterday.
What rhymes with Mateer, by the way? How can you tank for John Mateer? Because that dude looks good. That dude looks good for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Carolina Panthers, I know that given the performance we just saw, probably not going to be a playoff caliber team. So you're going to be right there in that hunt. I don't know if John Mateer is going to come out. He is a junior. He could come out if he wanted to. I mean, how do you tank to get that guy? Because Bryce Young is not progressing. Yeah, he had like four or five good games at the end of the season last year against good opponents. And I thought, hey, maybe this guy is turning the corner. And look, I'm not so obtuse as to say that he didn't have some bright moments. He didn't have some good throws. But he had some head-scratching decisions. He had some awful throws. You know, that first interception he threw into what was effectively zone triple coverage. What are you doing, Bryce? What are you doing? Tuck the ball, run it, slide, throw it away, hit the mascot, throw it to the cute girl in the third row. I don't care. Just don't throw it into triple coverage, Bryce.
He had, by the way, a QBR yesterday of 20.1, and we'll get to the phone
Not
lines.
Not even old enough to drink.
We'll get to the phone lines in just a second. But I'll tell you this, watching Bryce Young yesterday, Diesel, I do see deficiencies in his game. All kidding aside, am I going to already have the tank conversation? Not yet. It is one game. But I'll tell you this, when you watch him yesterday and you watch him at the end of the season, yes, it looks like two different guys, but he doesn't look comfortable. Yesterday, he didn't look comfortable. Obviously, the run game wasn't great. Offensive line, still a lot of work to do. And when the run game, we talked about this with Clemson, and offensive line aren't good, obviously it directly reflects on the quarterback position. I just don't know where we are truly on Bryce Young's development, right? That's where we go. Because if you look at what Bryce Young's done thus far in his NFL career, Diesel, he's had bright spots. He's had really bright spots, but he's also had some low spots. And yesterday you talked about the one interception, a terrible QBR. I just don't know where we are on his development. And yes, as an NFL player, as a quarterback in the NFL, you're going to have bad games. But the bad thing is, Diesel, for Panther fans, Bryce Young had his bad game the first game of the year, and now we don't know if that was just a blip on the radar or if this is what's to come of Bryce Young in 2025. Hopefully not. Hopefully not, right?
Dewey is already on one, apparently. People are telling him to shut up on the stream. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube is where you can jump in and watch the show live. You can also interact with T-Swizzle, with Dewey, with Dan B, and the 33 other Tolos that are already watching the stream. Jump in there, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever platform you're on. Make sure you've hit that like or subscribe button so that you can be a part of the show every single day. Let's go to the phone lines to somebody who I know shares my sentiment, unless he wants to try to talk me off the ledge, but we'll see how this goes. Rick in Greer, Rick, you tell me right. You have been a Panthers PSL owner since year number one. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And let me tell you what, I'm just about ready to give up on it. All winter long, they blew smoke up my fanny in the summertime. They blew smoke up my fanny about how decent they were going to be. They're the worst team in football. They will not win a game.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If you have to blow smoke about how decent you're going to be, that's a tough spot.
Rick, I don't know about worst team. Did you watch the Colts yesterday beat the
The Colts look like the Kansas City Chiefs
right.
compared to the Panthers, okay?
I know I'm saying, did you see what the beatdown that the Colts put on? I wouldn't go as far to say that the Panthers look like the absolute worst team yesterday.
They're the worst team in football. And the Braves, Lord have mercy, I can't win for losing. I pull for Clemson, which looked like crap.
Yeah.
I pull for the Braves, which couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper bag. And I pull for the Panthers. I'm gonna go home, shoot my TV.
It's a good
kick
plan.
My dog. No, I'm not gonna kick the dog.
God.
And I'm gonna go home and cry because I don't have anybody to pull for. Who should I pull for?
You'd be a Falcons fan because Michael Penix looked real good in that game.
The Panthers make me sick.
Do you think they're worse than the Dolphins yesterday, Rick? Do you think they're worse than Miami?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, come on. Come on.
Miami looked horrible against the Colts.
I watched the Panther games. If the midget had to hand the ball to a person in the stands, he couldn't hand it to him in the stands. But he is awful. Get rid of him now, okay?
Think about it this way.
When this guy comes on and you're going to have him on from the Panthers, please don't let him blow smoke up your fanny because the Panthers are awful. Ask him, what can we do to get rid of some of these players?
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. Cole, you were comparing it to the Colts 33-8 final against the Dolphins. Think about it this way. This Carolina Panthers game should have been 34-3. Bryce threw a pick six that got called back towards the end of the game. They scored a play or two later after, you know, getting the ball returned to them. So it should have been a 34-3 game. And you'd be comparing a 34-3 to 33-8.
Yeah. Look, I'll say this. Here's what going back to the Bryce Young thing, like I just don't understand the inconsistency, because you watch that game, as you did, and a lot of our Tolos who are Panther fans out there did. You watch the game and you see Bryce Young make plays, right? You see Bryce Young extend drives, like that one third down. I think it was like 3rd and 11, right? And it was late second quarter. He makes this great run, gets the first down, does the whole first down mark. Like, he looks really good. And then just a few plays later, it's 3rd down and 8, Diesel, just a few plays after it was 3rd and 11, and a safety just comes absolutely free off the right side, blows him up. You remember the ball just kind of went boop, right up in the air, incomplete. They thought it was a fumble. While he was bad yesterday, again, I'm not putting it all on him. The offensive line was bad. The run game was bad. But let's just be honest. The Panthers as a team were bad yesterday. They were bad.
Yeah. Scored on their opening drive. 14 plays, 41 yards, took 7:39 off the clock. You're like, oh, okay. I mean, they didn't put it in the end zone, but it was their first offensive possession of the season. I understand it takes a little time for some teams to get going. After that, Cole, you know what happened? Interception, punt, fumble, turnover on downs, punt, turnover on downs, garbage time touchdowns, interception.
Yeah, bad offense.
It doesn't get any worse than that. Mm. It doesn't get any worse than that. What we saw from Bryce Young from this team. Now, shout out to Tet McMillan. Had a decent first game. 5 catches for 68 yards. Shout out to Trevor Lawrence for maybe staving off the bust talk for another week. I mean, think about it. This was a guy that we were talking about as a bust, that we've been talking about as a bust now for a year, year and a half, 2 years. Carolina Panthers made him look like the second coming of Joe Namath. They made him look great.
You know, what's interesting is we talked about it last week. It was a big game for both teams, both quarterbacks, because as much as Bryce Young needed it, Trevor Lawrence also needed it equally as bad, right? Because Trevor Lawrence, 178 yards, I believe, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Look, the Panthers' defense wasn't good at times. They gave up that huge run, late second quarter when the Jackson...
The big ETN one?
Yeah, Jackson had it like the, 7 or 8 yard line, a huge run. Bryce Young, the next drive, they're down 17-3. The Panthers come out Diesel. And again, here's the frustrating part if you're a Panther fan. They come out the next drive, and Bryce Young makes a couple of really good plays. And then you see, like, later on, you had the rain delay, the weather delay, whatever. You see Bryce Young also make bad plays. 2nd and 8 yesterday, Bryce Young with a minute and a half maybe to go in the game, Diesel. 2nd and 8 in the half, minute 18 to go maybe in the second quarter. Right, it was right before halftime. It was like 2nd and 8. The Panthers had the football moving from left to right. Bryce Young puts it right on the money, almost like a little seam route, right down the middle, right on the money. Steps up in the pocket, has a clean pocket, makes a beautiful throw, and then you're like, oh wow, Bryce Young's down 17-3, makes this beautiful completion. Why can't you see consistency? That's the big part. That's the frustrating part with Bryce Young. There's just not much consistency right now.
Yeah, he's got it in him to make decent throws, decent runs at times. But you're right. There's no consistency in doing it down in and down out, week in and week out, year in and year out. He's a third-year starter, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Third-year starter. So here's what I think should happen, Cole. And I blame Dave Canales. I blame Dave Tepper. I blame all you Tolos who say, oh, you can't play the starters in the preseason game. There's no such thing as starters on this team anymore.
Oh.
From now on, that should be a foreign concept. Depth chart position 1 is a foreign concept to Dave Canales in the preseason. Maybe these guys who suck should get more than about 6 reps in the preseason games before they go out there and play for realsy. Make them go out and play. Make them go out and earn their starting position. Every week is a tryout. If you screw up, you go to the bench. I don't care if you're making $30 million a year. Get your ass out of here if you can't complete a pass. Get out of here if you can't hold on to the ball. There should be no such thing as position one on the depth chart for the Carolina Panthers. And I'm sorry. I know you don't want to get your starters hurt who make all this money. But they're terrible. Who cares? Who gives a rip if they get hurt in the preseason? They suck. Maybe the guys behind them are better.
Yeah, look, the reality is it's all about talent evaluation. And we've talked about this many, many times. In the NFL, the best organizations are the organizations who hit more times than they miss, Diesel, when it comes to talent evaluation. And right now, when you talk about talent evaluation, we know Dan Morgan's done a good job. But I think the Panthers still have boxes to check. And not only with Bryce Young, but play calling. Frustrating part. Frustrating if you're a Panther fan. Second half yesterday, right? Panthers get the ball to come out. They're down 23. 20-3 is the score. They're around midfield. It's second and one. They run the ball, first down, right? Okay. You're only down 17. You go score. You make it 20-10. It's a ball game. Diesel, two plays later, it's third and one. They just had second one where they ran and picked up a first down. Third and one, Bryce Young takes the snap out of the gun, empty backfield. The pocket just absolutely collapses. He throws it up down the right sideline on third and one for like 35 yards. It falls incomplete. Bleh, there you go. So the inconsistency from Bryce Young's there. The inconsistency from the offensive play calling's bad as well. I believe they ended up calling that a catch, but the point being, Diesel, Bryce Young is put in bad situations. He's bad, but he's also put in bad situations. The offensive line was bad. The play calling I didn't think was great either.
Let's talk about the defense, by the way. The defense that jumped off sides on third and 10 would have given them 5 yards and a better spot for the third down. Now, it didn't matter, because Trevor Lawrence hit a wide-open receiver for that 10-yard pickup on that play, and then he ended up getting another 7 or 8 yards after that.
That's right.
That's what Dabo would call a day-one read. You know, wide-open receiver, 10 yards down the field on 3rd and 10, and the Carolina Panthers can't defend it.
These are the worst play of the game was on that same drive. And, yeah, you're talking about the Carolina Panthers' defense. It wasn't great. The Jaguars' defense, though, what's interesting is they gave the Panthers opportunities. That second half, that drive I was talking about a second ago, where it was second and one, then third and one, the Panthers ended up getting down the field on that drive, even though the offensive line play was terrible. You remember, it's like third and one, they hand it off, no gain. Fourth and one, early in the third quarter, fourth and one, guess what? No better. No better on fourth and one. The pocket, no time again. And guess what he does? He throws, if you remember correctly, that was actually his absolute worst throw of the game yesterday. He threw it up in the stands. I mean, literally threw it up in the stands. There was nobody there. It was early third quarter. He rolls to the left. There's nobody home. Throws in the stands. And Bryce Young, once again, just absolutely boneheaded decision. There's so many things that go into the quarterback position. Run game, offensive line. Bryce Young didn't have help. Now, to your overreaction, because it is overreaction Monday, it's one game. The Panthers come out next week, look like world beaters. Guess what? Everything's okay.
Here's the thing. I don't think it is an overreaction.
Well, we'll see, right? I mean, if this turns into what we're used to, and you say you don't think it is because this is what we've seen now for how many years out of the Panthers under Bryce Young. Dave Canales has shown bright spots, and you have every right to believe that it's not an overreaction. But again, if we're just talking about this one game and one game only, you take the sample size and you say, okay, not a great sample size. Let's see what they do next week.
Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Does that change your mind, though? We did this segment a couple of, last week, actually, on Tuesday with college. We said, based on what happened in opening week, were our preseason predictions wrong? Would we go back and find anything that we saw in that first game to now change our preseason predictions? Same thing with the Carolina Panthers, Diesel. That one small sample size of one game, Is that enough to change your thoughts, my thoughts? I mean, I think we predicted, what, 5 or 6 wins?
Something like that.
You might have gone 7.
I think I probably pushed them to 7.
I think
they
did.
Won 5 games last year. I thought, hey, another year,
yeah.
Some more development for Bryce Young, some comfort for Bryce Young. And I thought maybe they'd jump to 7.
Does that change your mind?
Yeah, at this point it does.
So now you're back down to what, 4 or 5?
I'm calling 5, maybe less.
By the way, they have the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, 4 o'clock, second road game in Arizona. By the way, an Arizona team that looked really good yesterday. 1-0, 6.5-point favorite. I'm with you. I just think ultimately when you talk about sample size, I do think it's fair to Dan Morgan, to Dave Canales. They always say, you and I have talked about it, you make your biggest improvement from the first game to the second game. Let's see if that's true. If that's true, if they look like absolute garbage again next week, I'll probably be in this boat with you. You know what I mean? I'll probably agree with you. How many weeks, though, until it's just absolutely hit the panic button? I don't think it takes long.
Hit the panic button or hit the give up button? Which button are you talking about here?
Fair enough. Fair enough. It could be just one blip on the radar, one bad game. Maybe it ends up being a good thing, and let's see if they can make some. I mean, all kidding aside, if they come out and beat Arizona next week, then it's a pretty good win. You know, maybe everything's okay for the time being. Diesel, let's run off to a break. On the other side, it is time to get into what happened this weekend with South Carolina. We'll also get to what happened with Clemson as well. A weather delay halted the Gamecocks and Bulldogs. We'll get into it. All of a sudden, South Carolina 2-0 to open the season, but SEC play is here, and we have the conversation on if the Gamecocks are ready for SEC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Play next. You know, there is a saying, Diesel, that you are who you are at some point in the season. And the question always becomes, at what point in the season are you who you are, right? South Carolina with a big win over the weekend over South Carolina State. But is this who South Carolina really is? We're going to get into Clemson at 4 o'clock. Want to hear from you, Tolos, as well. 844-326-3663. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open. A lot of text to get to as well. Several of you, Tolos, talking about the Panthers game over the weekend. Philip Rollins also says, on a positive note, the Spartanburgers made the playoffs, and I'll be there, Cole. Yes, they did. Starts Tuesday. Home playoff game in Spartanburg will have, actually, coming up at 5:22 today, Tyson Jeffers, general manager of the Hub City Spartanburgers, joining us on this show to talk about the playoff game. First ever season, Diesel, and already in the first year hosting a playoff game. Pretty cool. Pretty big.
Yeah, you know who got eliminated, by the way?
Maybe the team here not far from where we are. Is that
the
right?
The well-established Greenville team is done for
the year. I don't want to say up the road because they might be down. They might be south.
From where we are here, that's...
You might get on to me.
That's out downtown.
Okay, so out the road. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Out the road. So, yes, we will talk Spartanburgers at 5:22 on the show. But, Diesel, South Carolina ended on Sunday morning. I don't know. Did you stay up for that fiasco?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know how many Gamecock fans did. I don't know how many Tolo fans or Tolos out there did. Want to hear from you, though, if you are a South Carolina fan, where you stand on the first two games. Because, again, going back to what I said to open the segment, at some point you are who you are, right? And South Carolina dealing with a lot of injuries right now. I don't know that right now is the ideal time for them to enter SEC play, but guess what? You don't get a choice. We were talking to Shane Beamer, Diesel, in the postgame press conference early Sunday morning, and when asked about injuries, Shane Beamer said he didn't even want to get into it. The injury list was too long. He'd update the media on Sunday afternoon. He did, and he ended up talking about how there were a few that aren't as bad as he originally thought. But just two games in, if you're a South Carolina Gamecock fan out there, want to know your thoughts on where you feel, again, going back to the conversation you and I had with the Carolina Panthers, Diesel, on if the first two games have changed your mind on where you think this team is and where you think this team will be. Because now we have sample sizes, right? You and I did all the talk in preseason, but now we actually have games to help us understand where we think this team can be.
We do, and look, there's no hiding poor play. Looking at you, Clemson against Troy. But when you're South Carolina and you're punching way down at South Carolina State, and we saw a lot over the past 2 weeks of big power programs punching way down to, you know, bottom feeder FCS teams, especially if you're going into conference play the next week, you don't want to put a lot on tape, right? If you're South Carolina, you don't want to show Vanderbilt anything that they haven't already seen against Virginia Tech. So you run things super vanilla. You maybe even misdirect and do some things you wouldn't normally do to put some things on tape for them that they're going to have to study and prepare for that you're not even planning on doing.
Hopefully that's the case.
If I'm a South Carolina fan, that's what I'm telling myself.
And you're making them feel better because they didn't look good Saturday.
No.
38-10 final score, right? Lenora's just...
It's a comfortable win.
Yeah. 11 of 19, 128 yards, one touchdown, a couple of texts already about play calling. Look, I just... Here's the deal. If you're South Carolina, and let's say, Diesel, let's go to an imaginary fairy tale world for a second, okay? If Vanderbilt didn't play Saturday, can you go there with me for a second? Pretend like Vanderbilt didn't play.
Okay.
You're still feeling pretty good.
Like you're feeling 2-0.
You're 2-0, right?
Beamer ball has shown itself a couple of times.
You scored in all three phases of the game Saturday. Defense, offense, and special teams. Twice on special teams. You've got some dudes. However, the problem is, my concern if I'm a Gamecock fan is Vanderbilt did play. And Vanderbilt looked really good. And Vanderbilt scored six offensive touchdowns against the same team that you played in week one.
Well, that's because Diego Pavi is 40.
It might be. But I'm telling you, not oftentimes in college football, Diesel, do you get this type of sample size. What do I mean? Not often do you get this early in the season a common opponent in Virginia Tech for both teams.
Sure.
Virginia Tech played South Carolina in week one in Atlanta. Last week, Vanderbilt in the second half just demoed Virginia Tech's defense. So, going back to my point, then we'll get to the text line.
And you get them the following week.
Right.
In
right
such a short period of time.
A very short period. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't happen often. If I'm a Gamecock fan today, I'm very concerned. I'm concerned about the injuries. I'm concerned about play calling. I'm also concerned about the fact that, going back to that sample size and common opponent, in the second half, Diego Pavia looked really good. And against South Carolina State and an inferior opponent, and again, I know that it was a 2.5-hour weather delay. I get that. But both teams had the weather delay. South Carolina State still had to do the same thing you did. I just didn't see much other than a couple of plays on special teams, Diesel, that really makes me feel good if I'm a Gamecock fan.
Yeah, I mean, that may be the bread and butter for this team this year, right? Is doing things in unconventional ways. It's not going to get any easier. It's going to get a lot tougher from here on out facing SEC defenses. So if you can hang your hat on that, and I know it's hard. You can't plan for pick sixes. You can't plan for scooping big returns and punt returns. But if that has to be who you are,
yeah,
and Beamer Ball has to be who you are to put, just to stay in games, that's going to be a scary thing coming forward.
All right, let's go to the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Gamecock fans, phone lines are open as well at 844-326-3663. JT and Greer says South Carolina should have hired a real offensive coordinator. Mike Shula not getting much praise through the first couple of weeks. Jersey Joe says Jersey Joe's all pumped. Another victory in the upset picks challenge, up to 20 points now. He took Mississippi State. It's a big win, by the way. Texter from the 803 says my panic meter went from 4 to 8 out of 10 for Vanderbilt after Vandy outscored VT 34-0 in the second half on the road. Kind of my point there, right? From the 867, nobody's worried about Vandy. I'm worried about where I sit in the upset picks. I'm with you there. I'm still scoreless, by the way.
It in front of me, by the way. And I had an idea this morning because Dan B. does a phenomenal job with this upset picks challenge.
Yeah.
We've decided to start putting little fire emojis next to people's names that are on a hot streak.
I like that.
Right? So we've got 8 Tolos that have hit 3 weeks in a row.
And we've only had 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. We've only had 3 weeks, and I'm all the way back there at one point.
What do you put beside the opposite? Ice cube? Is that where I
just
get beside
some
my
skull,
name?
Skull and crossbones.
God.
This guy's dead in the water. He's not going to win. I do have the updated graphic, Tolos. We will be posting that on our Facebook page and our Twitter page in the 5 o'clock hour.
Let's go.
So you're
going
to have to wait a little bit for that.
Yep, I like it. Team-wise, what South Carolina do as a team? Well, I'll tell you this. They weren't good on third down. Really, really bad in that department, Diesel. 3 of 12 on third down on Saturday. And again, South Carolina State, an inferior opponent, respectable program. But at the end of the day, 3 of 12 against that team's not going to get it done in the SEC, right? Total yards, you were outgained. Think about it. You won the game, but you were outgained 270 to 253 on Saturday. 128 yards to the air. That's concerning. 128 yards to the air, 125 on the ground, 7 penalties for 48 yards. You didn't turn the football over, so that's a positive. But you let South Carolina State control line of scrimmage, time of possession. They outgained you in that category, 34-25. Smitty and I were talking about it Saturday night in the press box. You know it was 14-7 if you just take score for score.
It's
up
such
until
a weird weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah. Look, take away before that final touchdown for South Carolina, it's what, 31-10, right? It was 31-10. Smitty and I were having the conversation. Take away the two special teams touchdowns, the special teams field goal, and the defensive touchdown, it's 14-7. Very similar to Old Dominion last year in the season opener, in the home opener, weather delay as well in that Old Dominion game where South Carolina struggled to beat Old Dominion by 4 points.
Also, you know, I got a lot of flack for it last week on our Facebook page for saying that an ugly win, that was an ugly win, a 24-11 win over Virginia Tech. You take away that special teams touchdown, and you're talking about a 17-11 ball game.
Yeah.
Not good.
No, and again, that was a blip. I didn't know. We talked about it. After you were in Atlanta, we saw what happened. You said a minute ago, if that's sustainable, that's fine. Talking about other phases of the game. The problem is week in and week out in the SEC, that's not going to be sustainable.
Right.
You're not it's just not going to happen. You're not going to get three other touchdowns other than offense, two on special teams. You're not going to have two special. I mean,
think about it. You're not going to be able to. Your punt returner is not going to be able to out athlete Vanderbilt's punt defense or Missouri's or Kentucky's or LSU or Oklahoma or Alabama later on in the season. It's not something you can count on.
And by the way, Vicari Swain, phenomenal returns, two punt returns. On Saturday, he also had one in the game against Virginia Tech. And Diesel, he has tied the regular season punt return for a touchdown record in two games. So he's got three. If he gets one more, he'll hold it. Right now, he's second.
It's like a human cheat code.
Right. So, again, bright spots. Vicari Swain, what happened on Saturday is a huge bright spot. 107 yards off of two punts for two touchdowns. Super impressive. My only thing is, and we'll get back to the text line in a second, my thing is you should be 100% concerned about Vandy. Here's what I don't know. You mentioned it a minute ago. You were maybe joking about it, maybe not. I don't know if there's sandbagging happening right now. I don't know if Mike Shula's holding back right now or not. If you're a Gamecock fan, you're probably hoping that's the case. You opened up the segment with it. You're hoping that's true. You're hoping that they're holding back for SEC play. But even if they are, how can you not be concerned that Diego Pavia and Vandy scored six offensive touchdowns to your two on Saturday against SC State? You've got to be concerned if you're a Gamecock.
You can sandbag your play calling. You don't sandbag with penalties. You don't sandbag with dropped passes. You don't sandbag, and I'm not saying...
And injuries, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you don't sandbag or can't sandbag in a game. There's only a few things that you can.
Yeah.
And to the texter's point there about Shula, I watched what happened in App State's game this weekend. Dow didn't look any better. Dow looked terrible against an inferior opponent as well.
By the way, fans are always quick to compare OCs. Again, sample size is small in the tenure of Mike Shula. And again, I don't really count the bowl game against him. He'd been there for as the OC, 0.2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
RJ on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line says, Clemson and South Carolina both have an identical issue. Absolutely horrible O-line play. As the saying goes, misery loves company. So to RJ's point, I watched it pretty close on Saturday night, Diesel sitting in the press box. The offensive line wasn't good. And, you know, the offensive line is one of those positions where if one guy plays bad, it reflects on the entire unit. It's not like tight end. It's not like receiver. South Carolina's offensive line is an issue. And you can talk about play calling all you want. And again, going back to RJ's point, I think that's a very fair text because Clemson fans are having the same conversation about Garrett Riley right now. At some point, you have to look at what's around Cade, what's around Lenoris, what's around Bryce Young, right, going back to our last segment. Yes, quarterbacks have to make plays. Lenoris Sellers right now has a really bad offensive line. Also, go look at what happened in the ground game Saturday night. What ground game? I mean, really, Howell 7 carries 30 yards.
Well, to your point, Cade Klubnik's the only one that has an offensive line that everybody was saying at the beginning of the season, this is an elite offensive line.
Yeah, Phil Steele had him top three.
Yep.
Oscar Attaway had one touchdown, but it was from 5 yards out. Other than that five-yard touchdown, Diesel, he had 15 yards off of six carries. And by the way, Oscar Attaway, the number one guy. Your number one running back against South Carolina State had, other than the touchdown, six carries for 15 yards. That's bad. Quarterback, 23 yards. Faison, glad he's back because those five carries really matter, right, for Faison. 21 yards. We made this big, big deal all offseason about how Faison was ineligible by the NCAA. He hadn't got the ball. He's got five carries. So, I mean, what are we doing here? The ground game's non-existent. The offensive line... Beamer started, Shed Surratt at left guard out of Gaffney. Shed played good, I thought, in the pass game at times. A couple of miscues. I also noticed Shane Beamer rotated a lot at left tackle. There were two guys going back and forth pretty much the whole game at left tackle. I didn't get to ask about the rotation, but I don't think this offensive line's anywhere where, in terms of personnel, where they want it to be. I just feel like they've still got some shifting to do personnel-wise in order for this offensive line to get in a better spot, because they played poorly. And going back to the point about Bryce Young, when your offensive line is bad, everybody else around you, quarterback, running back, everybody else looks bad. And it is concerning. If you're entering SEC play next week, it really is.
You know, it's funny, Cole. You texted me midway through that Troy game and said, oh, my God, if Troy upsets Clemson, this would make for great radio this morning. Here's the thing. I expected Gamecock fans to be piling on Clemson for their performance against Troy, but you don't have much room to speak right now, and it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Pretty quiet. When we come back, Cole, let's take our whip around the sports world, see what's going on in a segment we call our Daily Wires.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out of the gate talking Panthers and Gamecocks. Let's take a quick look over the fence, see what else is happening out there in a segment we call our Daily Wires, The Buzz. If you missed it last night, you missed a barn burner. The Bills scored 16 unanswered points in a come-from-behind win over the Ravens to win 41-40 with a 41-year-old fill-in kicker. His name is Matt Prater. He had a 32-yard field goal as time expired to win. He had just joined the Bills roster on Thursday.
I have an overreaction for our overreaction Monday that is going to make absolute zero sense to most of you. But it's about last night's game. And by the way, the bad news is we had the best game of the year in week one. You will not get a game the rest of the season. What was it, 22 points in the fourth quarter last night?
Wild game.
I mean, you're not going to get a game that good the rest of the season.
Also, thanks, Matt Prater, for making me feel not old yet, because that's somebody my age
kicking
out there
goals.
Kicking game winners.
Yeah.
Speaking of game winners, the Carolina Panthers were not one. They were completely outgunned by the Jacksonville Jaguars yesterday. Final score, 26-10. The Panthers managed just 3 points in the first quarter. Bryce Young threw for 154 yards and a garbage time touchdown. Chuba Hubbard, not good. Tet McMillan nabbed 5 receptions for 68 yards in his debut.
Not bad. You'd like to see some consistency. First game between him and Bryce, so we'll see.
How do you gauge if that performance was any good for Bryce Young? Well, you compare it to Michael Penix Jr., who threw for 298 and a touchdown for the Falcons. Geno Smith tallied 362 yards and a touchdown for the Raiders. Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler, how about him? He went 27 of 46 for 214. In his debut as a Steeler, Aaron Rodgers, God, I hate it when he does this, 22 of 30 for 244 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had himself an Al Bundy game.
Unbelievable game.
Crazy game. And Russell Wilson, the other side of this thing, in his Giants debut, not good. 168 yards and a 21-6 loss to the Commanders.
I feel so bad for Rattler, man, yesterday watching that game. He put it on third down right where it needed to be. For a chance, by the way, the receiver landed in the end zone.
Ooh.
Talking about winning the game against a really good card. Like, the Cardinals looked good yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Rattler played good. His receivers didn't.
The Belichick-Patriots saga continues. Cole, I don't know if you've heard this audio of Bill saying, quote, "It's obvious I'm not welcome in their facility. That's why they aren't welcome at ours." Well, today, Mike Vrabel said Bill is welcome in Gillette Stadium, quote, "to the best of my knowledge," citing the fact that Bill was there for Tom Brady's in-stadium team Hall of Fame ceremony last year. So what are you talking about, Bill? What do you mean you're not welcome in their facility? Because they just had you there like a year ago. Micah Parsons got a sack and 3 pressures in his debut as a Packer in a 27-13 win over the Lions at Lambeau Field. How do you feel about that?
Look good. I watched most of that game. The Lions didn't look good. They looked like they missed their OC, who's, by the way, now in Chicago, right? So Micah played good. I'm happy for him.
Turning towards college football, Tennessee will be without its 2 starting corners, Jermaine McCoy and Ricky Gibson, against Georgia this weekend. That was reported by Pete Thamel. That's tough when your 2 starting corners are out against Georgia. UCLA backup quarterback Pierce Clarkson was arrested on an unspecified felony charge on Friday. He's been suspended from the team indefinitely, quote, "pending the outcome of the legal process."
Not good.
Yeah, UCLA, by the way, fell to 0-2 after a 23-30 loss at UNLV on Saturday. Nico went 29-41 for 255 and a touchdown. So not a bad game for Nico, but they still lost. The new AP Top 25 poll is out. We'll get into this a little bit later on in the show. But Ohio State, Penn State, LSU, Oregon, and Miami are your top 5. Texas falls from 5-7. South Carolina falls from 10-11. Clemson falls from 8-12 after their ugly performance against Troy. Florida State back in the top 10, the jump from 14-10. And how about this? South Florida is ranked for the first time in 7 years after their upset win over Florida. They debut at number 18.
Big win. Bad loss, though.
Yeah, South Florida. By the way, Florida, you know, they thought they were going to escape the upset by South Florida, but they fumbled the game away in almost every sense of the word. A 3-and-out from their own 40, followed by a PI by Florida corner Dijon Johnson, and then defensive lineman Brendan Bett spitting in the face of a USF offensive lineman, kept the drive alive for South Florida, and then led to the game-winning kick from Bulls kicker Nico Gramatica, son of former NFL kicker Martin Gramatica.
That's cool, man.
Denny Hamlin won the Cup playoff race at Worldwide Technology Raceway, securing his spot in the second round of the playoffs with his 5th victory of the season. Cole, there's so many conflicting reports on the infamous Phillies Karen. People have been saying that she was identified as a New Jersey school administrator. However, that seems to be false news that's circulating. It's really hard to tell, but the Phillies made it up to the young fan that that had his baseball stolen by Phillies, Karen. They had a meet and greet with outfielder Harrison Bader, who gifted the kid an autographed bat and ball. So a pretty cool way to make that up to him. And finally here, you people who have been living in Greenville for a long time, construction on the site of the old Greenville Memorial Auditorium is set to begin this month. It's been forever since that building was torn down. It's been sitting there as basically a pit, but they are building a 29-story apartment building and mixed retail space that will be the tallest building in South Carolina once it's completed.
How about that? How about that? All right. We started the show with Diesel talking about Bryce Young. We also talked Gamecocks, Clemson fans. We are now coming your way. Going to get into what happened against Troy over the weekend. Also at 4:22, we're joined by Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. We'll spend the next two segments talking Clemson. Want to hear from you as well next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.